So this is Andrew Goldberg here at the MRB Thumbs Up event here with head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, Joe Bressy. Joe, first off, obviously it's fall ball scrimmage. Good look against another team instead of your own. What were your thoughts on today's scrimmage?
Well, first of all, I mean, it wasn't as much about the game as it was about you know, Ohio State coach Nick Myers and their staff and celebrating Michael's life and having an opportunity to come together and more than just the turnovers and the goals and all those things, but a chance for fellowship between the two teams. And we had a nice breakfast as two teams come together this morning and talked a little bit about life and it's not necessarily about the wins and losses, but about how you handle situations. And so it was a wonderful time for both programs. As for the game, I thought it was I thought it was great. I know they had a game last week, and this is our first opportunity to get out and play somebody else, and I thought we handled it well early. I don't think we played a healthy full 60 minutes the way we're capable of, but we played fast, played hard and fast, and made some mistakes, but they were aggressive ones, and we'll continue to work hard to improve moving into the spring. But I thought Joey Sankey did a nice job of his first half of controlling the offense. Defensively, Kieran Burke really got everybody on the same page at the defensive end. So I was pretty pleased with the first half for sure.
You have 13 players from Maryland on the roster. Is that something that you kind of pinpointed at this program to recruit here for the most part?
We look everywhere. You know, we're looking for great kids, great character guys first, great students, and then lacrosse players. There's so many kids out there playing now.
Right.
So it happens that we have a great relationship with a lot of the coaches and players up here, but we don't pinpoint one specific spot to play or to recruit.
Right.
We'll recruit anyway.
And lastly, on the freshmen that you have, Shane Simpson and Austin Fani saw both playing pretty heavily, I guess, today.
Yeah.
Speak on that.
They did a great job. Austin rolled in there early in the first quarter and rotated four close defensemen. I thought the first half was great. Played solid. I thought, even Stephen Kelly did a nice job at the face-off X. Another freshman there. Shane Simpson did a good job. You know, those guys just getting their feet on the ground, trying to continue to play fast, get used to the speed of play. And
right.
All the adjustments they have to make there, which I thought was good. I thought they handled themselves. We got to continue to work on staying out of the penalty box.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in penalty box the whole second half.
Right.
And those are some things that we'll continue to work on and work on the discipline accent of getting on the gloves instead of chopping. And so a lot of positives coming out, for sure.
And lastly, as you said, obviously it is for in memory of your son.
Yep.
$7,000 raised, which is great.
Yep.
So just speak on the event, what you thought of it, the success of it since you started it a couple of years ago.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Coach Nick Myers and the Ohio State team and administration and coaches, and they do a wonderful job of keeping Mike's memory alive. And, it's just a great opportunity for two teams to come together and, have that opportunity to enjoy one another's company and learn more about life than anything.
Right.
The wins and losses. We're excited for what we've raised for Mike scholarships, but more importantly, it's an opportunity for people to come together and remember how important it is to tell everybody around you, especially your kids, that you love them every day. It's a wonderful day, exciting day, something that I appreciate that Coach Kelly here at Calvert Hall has really allowed us to embrace this experience with everybody and really enjoy it. It's been fun.
All right. Thank you.